coming to you live from the studios of the Clinch County News in Homerville, Georgia. It's the Behind the News podcast with Lynn Robbins and Blake Pittman.
Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Behind the News podcast, where we took a look behind the headlines in Clinch County, Axon County, Eccles County, and Lanier County. I'm Lynn Robbins, joined by Blake Pittman. Some of the things we're going to be talking about today are region championships happened last weekend. This week, the state playoffs start. We'll give you a preview of all the area teams playing in the state basketball playoffs. We'll talk about a armed robbery that occurred in Willacoochee that we had in the Axon County Citizen this week. Clinch Memorial's plans for a wellness center. We'll talk about that and what that proposal means, along with some news from the City Council, Homerville City Council, along with the Pearson City Council, a heroin bust in Lakeland, and some scholarships are given out to local students. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. We appreciate you listening to this week's Behind the News podcast, and we appreciate our sponsor, Lutz Brown Pigler Manley Insurance. We're going to hear a word from them right now.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pigler and Manley in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411.
Hello and welcome back to the Behind the News podcast. I'm Lynn Robbins, publisher of the Clinch County News, Axon County Citizen, Lanier County Advocate, and Eccles County Echo. I'm joined by Blake Pittman of the Axon County Citizen and Clinch County News. We're going over what's been going on in Clinch County and Axon County and all the other counties in our region here. And one of the things that's going on with some of the communities, including Lanier County and Clinch County, is playoff basketball. They had the region championship last weekend in Homerville. The Clinch County girls won the region championship, defeated Wilcox County. They were down by like 13, had to come back and won that one 84-69. Went bonkers in the fourth quarter. I think they outscored Wilcox County 27-7 to claim their first region championship in 18 years. The Wilcox boys won the region championship, defeated Lanier County boys. Lanier County had gotten to the region championship by defeating Turner County. Wilcox got there by beating Clinch. All four of those teams are in the state playoffs, and that starts this week for most of them. For instance, we'll start with Lanier County, or with the girls brackets. And Turner County, and they're either playing tonight or tomorrow night in these first round games. Turner County is going to be hosting Wilkinson County. Turner County got the 10th seed out of, and they didn't even make the Final Four in the region, Blake. Yeah. The Turner girls got beat by Wilcox. So they are playing Wilkinson in the first round. Telfair County is at Marion County tonight, and that's significant because the winner of that will play the Clinch girls in Homerville on either February 19th or 20th. That's Wednesday or Thursday of this week. So Marion County is significant because that's the team that beat Clinch County in the semifinals last year and went on to win the state championship, I believe. So the Clinch girls have to wait all the way until the next Wednesday, February 19th or 20th, to play. And they'll be hosting either Telfair County, a team they're very familiar with, or Marion County, another team they're pretty familiar with, although Marion County doesn't have those two twins that were so good last year.
Yeah.
Also, in the girls' Class A brackets, you got Lanier County is going to be visiting Wilcox County. And that's the bad thing, Blake, about these power ratings, which this is the last year we're going to have to deal with these. But Lanier County is ranked 22nd in the power ratings. Wilcox County is 11th, so Wilcox County is going to be hosting them. Of course, the good news is Lanier County won't have to travel far for that game. The bad news is they're playing a team they've already played, I guess, two or three times this year. So those are your area teams in the girls Class A state playoffs for basketball. On the boys' side, you got Lanier County, number 9, hosting Wheeler County. The winner of that will play Lincoln County, who's the 8th ranked team. On that bracket, on that side, is Trutland, which is number 1. But I really like Lanier County's chances because they are such a hard matchup because of their size. I mean, against who was it? Wilcox County. One time I looked down on the court, and this is in the region championship game, and Lanier County had they went like 6'7 or 6'8, however tall that one big guy is, and then 6'5, 6'5, 6'4, 6'3. I think the shortest guy, and they had one guy that was like 5'11. I mean, they're just big, and I just think that's going to be problems for Wheeler County, and I think it's going to be problems for Lincoln County. I think they could get into the final 8, maybe even, you know, they have to face Trutland to get into the final 4, but you never know. Yep. Tomorrow, which is we're recording this on Friday afternoon. On Saturday, Clinch County will be going to Drew Charter School, which is in the middle of Atlanta, and playing at 3 p.m. against Drew Charter. Clinch got 20th in the Class A power ratings, meaning they're playing the number 13 team. That's Drew Charter. Clinch has familiarity with Drew Charter. They played him 2 years ago. In the first round of the playoffs, got beat by Drew Charter. Drew Charter plays in that private school region in Atlanta where they have all these basketball factories like St. Francis and Green Forest that just recruit like crazy. And so they've got, I think the record's 17-8, but it shouldn't be fooled by that. Clinch comes in that game at 12-12. I know that I'll be broadcasting that game for the radio station. So if you can't make it, and I understand if you can't make it because it's a long drive, I know WBTY will be broadcasting that and also have it streaming online. That game, again, is at 3 p.m. We don't know when Clinch girls are going to be playing yet, obviously, because they don't even know which team they're going to play.
I don't even think I've ever heard you broadcast basketball before.
It's harder than football, man.
It's a lot more movement.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fast. It's tough. Yeah. Wilcox County won the region. They are the Class A's number 2 seed, and they will be playing the winner of Macon County and Schley County next week. Turner County also made the tournament. They are the 14th seed. They'll be playing Marion County in this first round, like I said, either tonight or tomorrow. And then if they win that, they'll play Hancock Central, which is number 3 seed. We'll have all these brackets probably in this week's newspapers and Clinch and Lanier to keep everybody up to date. But all, Lanier, both the Lanier County teams and the Clinch County teams will be in action pretty soon in the state basketball playoffs. And the Clinch County girls, I think, along with the Lanier County boys, have a chance to make some noise in that. So we'll keep you updated in our newspapers about that. All right. Moving on, Blake, tell us about you had a story on the front page of the Axon County Citizen about a robbery. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. It actually happened last Sunday night at the brand new One Trip there in Willacoochee. That's a 24-hour gas station. And I heard about it from the clerk at the store. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that actually got robbed. And she asked me if we were going to run the paper. And at that point, we hadn't heard anything about it. And so I contacted Willacoochee Police Department, and they never responded. I finally spoke with somebody, and they told me that, you know, they really didn't have any info to give me. And I just told them, you know, okay, whatever. So I contacted David Moore, Sheriff of Atkinson County, because they helped hunt this guy down. He gave me the info on it. So about 4 o'clock in the morning, Creon Quamaine Jones, he is 25 of Willacoochee, entered the store with a mask on, dressed in all black, with a handgun, and walked around behind the counter, pointed the gun at the clerk, and on the video you couldn't hear him say anything, but she walked over and opened the register. Register pops out. He went to digging money, and this is where the story gets interesting. Two people in the store, two customers who both had concealed carry permits, pulled out their weapons and pointed them at him, scared him. And I say on the video, if you're friends with Mike Singani on Facebook, he's posted the video of it, and you can hear the lady shout at him. He drops half the cash he had in his hand and he ran out the store. They called the cops. Somebody told on him is what from basically what Sheriff Moore told me, and they went by and picked him up. Now I don't know if he's confessed to it or not, but they did arrest Creon Quamaine Jones for the armed robbery. They're also looking for another suspect, a Gernard Walker. He's 23, of a Willacoochee address. He's also wanted by the sheriff's department for questioning in the case. So they, like I said, they've made that one arrest. They're trying to get this other guy now. And if anybody has any information, they're asked to contact the Atkinson County Sheriff's Department, and so they can get this other guy locked up too.
On the on the front page of the Clinch County News this week, we have a story about a county Clinch County Board of Commissioners meeting where Clinch Memorial shared with them a proposal for a wellness center that they are planning for. Clinch Memorial CEO Angela Ammons presented the information, and what they're planning on doing, Blake, is, and this of course is contingent on whether or not they get financing, but they want to put a wellness center, like a gym that would also have a swimming pool.
Yep.
And would also have a heated aquatic pool and other wellness features and that kind of thing on the west side of the hospital. And one way they want to pay for it is get a grant from FEMA that would also make this an evacuation center when we have hurricanes. And in order to do that, you have to reach certain construction criteria that it could withstand a category five hurricane. And I forgot how much she said it was going to cost, but they would get like $1 million from that if they could get that grant. And then I think it may have been $1.7 million total for the building, so they would need to come up with about $700,000. I'm not sure about these figures, but it was something similar to that to do the building. But that's an exciting thing that that they may be doing, and also, you know, give us a hurricane place that Red Cross would take over in the case of a hurricane. So that's something that Clinch Memorial is working on. And similar to that, when they said they wanted to build a gym, it's not like a gym like a basketball gym. This is like a gym like, you know, where you work out. And one of the reasons they want to do that is to help people in our community be healthier, less obesity, that kind of thing, which is fantastic. Now, I want to mention another thing, because somebody asked me the other day if, are they building? I heard the hospital is going to build a gym where we can play basketball. No, that's not true. But there is a proposal that the Homerville City Council approved years ago, where they would build a community center in the place where the former Homerville prison was. And what the city has applied for a CDBG grant that would, they've already applied for it this year, that would tear down the prison where the old prison was. That would be the first CDBG grant. Then they would apply for another one where they would build this community center and also have that area prepared for housing. And we were talking about maybe getting Habitat for Humanity. They'd be stick-built houses, individual homes that they would sell there. So basically a little community with houses and a community center. That community center would have a basketball gym, which is sorely needed in our community. And I'm sure if you have any children involved with youth basketball, you could second that motion, because we only have really one place for youth basketball right now, and we need another one. So Anyway, interesting that Clinch Memorial is doing that, and I hope that all works out because that'd be wonderful, and I would have a hurricane center right next to my house.
And a swimming pool. You could just run across the tree line.
When I got old, I can go over there and swim. So
that hot aquatic pool. That's what
I'm excited about that. We're excited about you listening to this week's episode of the Behind the News podcast. We appreciate you listening. Appreciate our sponsor, Lutz Brown Pegler Manly Insurance here in Homerville. We'll hear a word from them right now.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pigler and Manly in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411.
Hello and welcome back, lovely podcast people, to the Behind the News podcast. I'm Lynn Robbins, joined by Blake Pittman. Yep. We're talking about things that are going on in our area this week and the headlines and behind the headlines. And one of the things that wasn't in any of our newspapers this week, but will be in this week's Clinch County News, is they had a Homerville City Council meeting this week. And Tom Kennedy, who's the mayor, he had previously announced that he was running for sheriff. He turned in his resignation at the meeting last night, which was Thursday, effective March 1st. Now, the way this works out, and this is state law somehow, is he'll resign on March 1st. They will not have a special election.
Nope.
Willie Hardy, who is the mayor pro tem, will become the acting mayor until a new mayor, or until Tom Kennedy's term ends in 2021. So we'll have a mayor's election then in 2021, just like it was supposed to be. Until then, the city council will run with Willie Hardy, assuming the mayor's duty, meaning he'll run the meetings, and we just will have three city council people. And that's the way that will work, I guess. And Tom, of course, is going to run for sheriff, so, and he couldn't do both. He couldn't be the mayor and also qualify to run for sheriff. Now, there's going to be another announcement in the Clinch County News this week about another sheriff candidate, so I'm not going to give that away right yet, but be prepared for that. And so in this week's Clinch County News, you'll have an announcement about somebody running for sheriff and also have this story about Tom Kennedy resigning. Another story that was in the Lanier County Advocate this week on the front page from the Lanier County Sheriff's Office, they made an arrest the previous week of someone delivering a quantity of black tar heroin and marijuana to the area. And this, from what I've talked to law enforcement, they consider this serious because Clinch County and Homerville also had a heroin arrest,
yep,
which we're going to report this week.
Yeah, hopefully.
Both Desmond DiLorenzo, the police chief in Homerville, and Lanier County Sheriff Nick Norton were saying, hey, we need to watch out for this because they're getting some heroin in the area. And also it's very, very dangerous, according, yep, to them. Both of them stressed how dangerous these drugs can be. I mean, one time and it can kill you. So yep,
that's because it contains fentanyl.
Yeah, that's what DiLorenzo said, which is, yeah, just anyway. So that's read that story in the Lanier County paper. We'll also have a story about the arrest that we're going to have in Clinch County and Homerville in this coming week's paper. But that's something to look out for. Blake, tell us about, you had a story about Pearson City Council.
Yeah, Pearson City Council, it was pretty well just a regular city council meeting, but there's something I wrote about in here that I want to make mention of. We'll actually have a more in-depth story on the front page this week. It's funny that you mentioned that the hospital would be a new hurricane center, mm-hmm, you know, or the new wellness center or whatever. At the Pearson City Council meeting, we heard a report from Fire Chief Robbie Stone, who is also the emergency management, he's the EMA director. Mm-hmm. And so last week, the EMA, they had their like 2-3 year review by the National Weather Service, where they come out and they check on the status and the current, I guess, state of the EOC, the Emergency Operational Command, that each county is required to have. If I'm not mistaken, ours is currently down by the 4-H office. In Pearson, they have a modular building that they operate out of. It is down past our office on the right. Now, according to the review from the National Weather Service, that building is not sound enough to be an EOC during a natural disaster event like a hurricane. So they gave them two options. The first option is they can find a new place to house their EOC, a more solid, more sound, more safe structure, or they can put into place a plan that would involve them to relocate every time a hurricane or a natural disaster happens, like load up all their files, move them to another location, and that kind of thing. Now, this is something that 4 years ago, Lynn, that when they came in, when Mark Osley was still the EMA director there, they came in and told them that this was going to happen at that review. They took it before the county commissioners, and you know, it was one of those things where the idea was kicked around but nothing was ever done about it. And so now they're faced with, we've got to do one of these two things, and if they don't, Robbie said it's one of the insurance ratings that they assign to each county could change, and if that changes, it'll make the price of homeowners insurance, more specifically the flood insurance that everybody is now required to carry, go through the roof, because the EOC would not be considered a stable location. One of the things they're kicking around that they have suggested, you know, they're building a new courthouse and jail in Pearson. And when they move there, the old one will be available. They've talked about just moving it there. But it's something that they're kicking around. Like I said, we'll have a more in-depth story on that review and everything that's going on with it. But they've got to do something so this rating doesn't change and the insurance doesn't go through the roof. So be looking for next week's edition, and we'll have more in-depth analysis of it.
Also, Blake in the Axon County Citizen, and you know, signing day was a couple of weeks ago, right? And now,
yeah, that's right.
We're having a more, we'll have another, we'll also have a signing in Lanier County next week. Have the picture and a story from another Bulldog signing. But tell us about what you had in Axon County this week.
On the front page, we had two signings, a female and a male, and that was before press time. And then I just looked back through the Axon County High School Facebook page. They've had another one since we published. On the paper, the first one you see is Grace Stone, a female senior at Axon County High School. She became the first Rebel dual runner to ever sign a scholarship for cross country. She signed with Point University out of West Point, Georgia, and she will be a Point University Skyhawk in the fall. Also on the newspaper, we reported Tyshun Jordan, another senior at the high school, played football. He signed a scholarship to continue his football career at Iowa Western Community College, where he'll be there. They're the Reavers. R-E-I-V-E-R-S. I'm not sure what that is, but he's going to be a Reaver in the fall. And then on the Facebook page there, Tysing Brown, another standout football player, signed a football scholarship actually yesterday to play for Greensboro College out of Greensboro, North Carolina. They're the Greensboro College Pride. Their mascot is a lion. So congratulations to all three of these. They've been here in the last year or two. They've had a lot of seniors to sign scholarships. Now, that Iowa Western is a Division I school. So, yeah. Congratulations to all three of those. That's quite an accomplishment.
It is. That's great. Tell us about what's going on with Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure podcast.
This week on Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure, it was this week's kind of a funny week, Lynn. I've proven just how much of a procrastinator I can be, because I forgot to upload the previous week's podcast. I thought I did, and I did upload it, and it never finished, so I had to restart it. So this week they got a twofer. They got last week's and this current week's. This week we discussed several different things. We talked about Disney Plus news. They're always putting new stuff out. Ben gave us an update. The Oscars were last weekend. We talked about AMC. They've already started a streaming service just for horror movies and thrillers. We talked about a couple of 1980s movies that they're remaking now. And did Ben and Blake recommend our top five this week? We showed them how white boys have flavor too. And we discussed our top five hip-hop albums of the 90s. And that was interesting. Now, next week, we'll record it probably Sunday. We're going to be discussing our top five music videos from the 80s. And, you know, back when MTV actually played music and had music videos. Well, now they're music television and they show crappy reality shows all day. But, yeah, we're going to be counting down our top five 80s music videos. And it should be fun. We'll see how it goes. Lynn, before we get out of here, why don't you tell us what Lynn's column was about this week?
Well, Blake, I don't know if you noticed, but it's 2020. And it's a presidential year.
It is.
And if you haven't noticed, then you're probably much happier than the rest of us. But it is a presidential year. So I wrote a column about presidential history, about little tidbits and trivia and whatnots about presidents in the past. And I hope that folks find it entertaining. I wrote a similar column years and years ago. And this shows you how long I've been doing this. It was like 20 years ago that I did a column about presidential trivia. I had to update it because there's been a number of presidents since then. And like one of the things was there have been two presidents who have been impeached. Well, that's changed. We have
now.
Three now. So I updated and added some new stuff. And
get us ready. My favorite part was when you took your liberty to give them nicknames.
Yeah.
Like William the Fridge Taft and William Skates McKinley. I think I laughed until my stomach hurt when I read those. So congratulations.
In the original column, I had something about Chester A. Arthur, and his nickname was Mookie in it.
That's even better.
Yeah, Chester. But I took it out for some reason. It didn't apply this time. But anyway.
That's great.
So check it out if you can. Also check out any of our newspapers for more information the things that we mentioned. And also Eccles County Echo. We got, like I mentioned last week, we have Ashley DeLoach out there representing us, trying to get some people to advertise with that. So if you are approached by Ashley, please help us out because we'd like to keep that Eccles County Echo going and delivering the news to people in that community. And we'd also like to continue doing that with all of our newspapers. So, if we approach you about something, support your local newspaper because things we do bring you new this kind of information nobody else is going to do, and we enjoy doing it, but we need people to advertise. Also advertise on this podcast, and if you're interested in doing that, call Blake or myself at 487-5337. We'll be glad to help you out and help you to reach more people through our media company. You've been listening to the Behind the News podcast. We appreciate you listening. Appreciate our sponsor once again, Lutz Brown Pegler Manley Insurance. We will be coming back next week to tell you more about what's going on in Axon, Clinch, Lanier, and Eccles County. For Blake Pittman, this is Lynn Robbins saying thank you for listening to the Behind the News podcast. We'll see you next week.